This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Palestinian militant group Hamas said on Tuesday it had delivered its response to a proposed ceasefire deal for Gaza, and the United States said it believed an agreement was possible. Details of U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas's response were not immediately revealed, but Qatar, which helped mediate the proposal that was passed on to Hamas last week and would also involve the release of hostages held in Gaza, said the reply had made Doha optimistic. U.S. President Joe Biden is challenging Congress as a Senate deal on border security and Ukraine aid falls apart. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Within days of bipartisan negotiators reaching a compromise, Senate Republicans have backed away from the package.
Because they're afraid of Donald Trump. Afraid of Donald Trump.
The GOP frontrunners have been whipping Republicans against the package, and the president's calling on them to do the right thing.
They owe it to the American people to show some spine.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is not budging, even if the Senate passes the bill.
I'm not going to put it on the floor in its current form. I've already said that.
The bill's rapid failure leaves the president with no clear way to get Ukraine aid through Congress as Kyiv struggles with arms shortages amid a renewed Russian onslaught. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Chilean President Gabriel Boric declared 3 days of mourning for former President Sebastián Piñera, who died in a helicopter crash on Tuesday.
Me he comunicado en estos últimos minutos.
The helicopter carrying the 74-year-old Piñera and three others plunged into a lake in southern Chile. The former president was pronounced dead shortly after rescue personnel arrived at the